This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Quick Travel Hits, all the things that are up to date within the last week or so within the world of points and miles. My name is DeAndre Koch. And jumping in, we actually have a good amount of points and miles and travel news in general to go through. And so we're just going to jump right into it. The first one we wanted to talk about, though, since we do have an ongoing collaboration with Thrifty Traveler, and I personally use them and love their program, they are doing 50% off their premium and premium plus subscriptions from June 4th through June 9th only. This is in honor of their 10th anniversary. And as I mentioned in last week's Quick Hits, typically their pricing is $100 or I believe $130 for the premium and premium plus subscriptions. So that's 50% off either one. Premium gets you daily flight deals for points and cash sent to your inbox. And Premium Plus gives you daily flight deals along with hotel deals sent to your inbox as well. So take advantage of that. We'll actually have the code for the 50% off in the show notes to take advantage of, and also would have went out in this week's newsletter as well. I think probably one of the biggest card news to come out is that Chase IHG, or the IHG Premier card, I should say, it's basically tied for its best ever promotion with a signup bonus. If you recall, I've mentioned this card many times. I've called it a little bit of an underrated sleeper. Everyone, of course, knows about Hyatt. IHG is not as popular when it comes to being talked about in the points and miles community compared to Hyatt. And there's many, many valid reasons for that. But IHG has a fantastic brand of hotels. We have not released an episode yet, but we did stay in Roatan at the Grand Kimpton. Fantastic stay, one of our new favorite hotels, honestly. And we're going to talk all through that experience and how amazing it was. But the key with this, why I bring it up, is we literally stayed at this hotel. And most of our stay was from the points that we got from just one sign-up bonus with this card. Now, here's the exciting thing. So this card usually has a 140,000 bonus point sign-up offer after spending $5,000 on purchases in the first 3 months. Right now, it's elevated to 5 free night certificates, each worth up to 60,000 points per night. So that's essentially about 300,000 points in value, which is absolutely huge. And the way that IHG works is if you have a free night certificate and the hotel is more than, in this case, 60,000 points, which for the record, when you have their card, your annual free night certificate that you get is only a 40,000 point certificate. So these 60K point certificates are extremely rare. But if you have a hotel that say is 70,000 or 80,000 points per night, you can still use your free night certificate to cover the first 60. And then you just have to top off some additional points for the rest, which is great. So, I mean, you can use this at high-end luxury properties like the Kimpton, the Intercontinental. I believe our Kimpton nights, we average somewhere around 40 to 50,000 points per night for these stays. So that is huge. And this card is only a $100 annual fee card. So these points easily make it worth upwards of $1,000 for the sign-up bonus. Now, one thing to note is the free night certificates are valid only for 1 year. And so I did see in some online communities, people were saying that they did this the first time this offer came around and they were just the 12 month clock caught up to them pretty quickly. So they had to really plan a flight or a trip to make sure that they could utilize them. So that's something that just to be aware of as well. And while we're on the subject of the Kimpton that we stayed at in Roatan, keep in mind that Kimpton Properties for the summer is having their annual Say This Phrase at check-in and we'll get you something nice. And nice is going to vary by hotels. It's going to be some sort of surprise at the Kimpton Properties. And we have a listener that we were talking about this in our Facebook group. Heads up, if you haven't joined, you absolutely should. And Nicole is going to the Kimpton Roatan that we just got back from. And she used the phrase and got a full bottle of wine as well as 2 stuffed animal sloths, which are really cool. And you're here when we go through our show, why the sloths are really impressive. Taryn, I know, is going to talk all about it when we have that episode. But don't forget, if you have a Kempton stay coming up, use the phrase social sent me and you're going to get a nice welcome surprise at check-in or credit or something along those lines. I do want to point out also there is a elevated offer on the IHG One Rewards Traveler credit card. So this is their zero fee card. I honestly would just go for the one that's a $95 annual fee. But if you are vehemently opposed to having a fee on a credit card, then this one has a $2,000 spend on purchases in the first 3 months and you get 120,000 bonus points instead of the usual 80. So this one does have an elevated offer as well. But quite honestly, I would just go with the One Rewards Premier credit card. These are Chase cards, so you're going to have to think of other things like your 524 and everything else, but just keep those offers in mind. And you should be able to find that offer through just a general search. We will update the best offers page. At the time of recording, the referral link that we have is not an affiliate link. It's actually just a referral link because Taryn has the card. It was not showing the 5-night certificate. It was only showing a 4-night reduced certificate. So I'm not sure if that's going to get updated or not. If it is, we'll update the best offers page. But in general, we always want you guys to take and get the best available, publicly available offer out there, even if it's not our own link. So if you do go ahead and go to the best offers page on our website, we will be linking to the best publicly available offer, whether that's one of our referral links or just directly to the Chase website. In other world of points and miles news, so Delta actually has pulled back their higher fares for solo travelers. If you haven't heard, pretty much all of the big three American airlines, so literally American, United, and Delta, research has shown, or some people have figured out, that they were actually charging solo travelers slightly higher fares. And this was first reported by Thrifty Traveler. An issue showed up in economy and first class seats costing $100 to $300 more per person when booking a single ticket compared to booking two tickets or more together. So Delta called it out and said it was a glitch, but it was pretty widespread and was both for domestic and international travel as well. And so now it seems like at least Delta has pulled back, and so solo travelers are no longer penalized. I'm not sure if we're going to see the same with American and United, but it is really interesting that they try to sneak in some higher fees there just because you're booking one ticket instead of two. And if you're a Southwest loyalist, you are already aware that their bags fly free policy after 54 years is done as of last week. So now most travelers are paying $35 for their first check bag and $45 for the second. And here's the issue. The rollout's been pretty rocky because at least as of now with this recording, you can't pay online. So you can only pay at the airport, which is of course going to delay your check-in time. There's no fare adjustments because they said, hey, our flights are probably going to be a little bit cheaper now because of the fact that we're charging baggage fees. We haven't seen that happen. And then for Southwest credit card holders who do still get a free bag, they aren't getting any alerts saying that they wouldn't or they qualify for free bags. So all of these things are leading people to not having great Southwest experience, at least in this early part of the policy being rolled out. And just something to keep in mind, if you do have an upcoming trip, you might want to factor in a couple more minutes at the check-in counter just to actually pay for your Southwest bags. So there are a couple transfer bonuses that are available and going on right now that will still be going on by the time this recording comes out. One, Chase Ultimate Rewards to Virgin Atlantic. That's until June 15th. That's a 25% transfer bonus. And then Citi has a 25% transfer bonus to Wyndham. But the one that I'm excited about is the fact that Amex is doing a 30% transfer bonus to Avios with British Airways, Iberia, or Aer Lingus, and that's now through July 15th. So a really good runway of time for this one. And so you can find some really cool one-way redemptions like Chicago to Madrid, you'll find for like 16,000 Avios in economy, New York to London, 33,000 Avios in premium economy, or like Boston to Dublin for 47,000 Avios in business class. And award space is pretty wide open across all cabins, including some of the harder to find routes like LA and San Francisco to London. We're finding business class seats for up to four passengers on a lot of dates. This is one of the best Avios transfer bonuses we've seen lately. And so it can be hugely beneficial to jump on if you have a trip to Europe in mind. Obviously, it's not great to speculatively transfer unless you have a ton of points and you're like, oh, I know I will use these X amount of points in the future. I would almost never recommend speculatively transferring, but this is a great time if you know that you've been working your way up to plan a flight to Europe and you see some stuff available to take advantage of this 30% transfer bonus. But please don't transfer speculatively. Make sure you're finding a flight that's available and you're ready to book it if possible. I think the largest travel news to come out within the last week is this new Blue Sky partnership, which is the combination of United and JetBlue. So starting fall of this year, you're going to be able to book United flights on JetBlue's site and vice versa, all as a single itinerary, linking all of United's global hubs with JetBlue's East Coast network without having separate reservations. So they're going to have reciprocal earning and redeeming of points. So True Blue members are going to be able to earn and redeem points on most United flights, and Mileage Plus members can gain full domestic and Caribbean award access on JetBlue. Every Premier and Mosaic member, that's their elite tiers, regardless of status level, now gets free extra legroom seats on the partner airline. They get priority check-in, boarding, one free check bag, same day flight changes. So, I mean, a lot of huge benefits coming if you are a United fan or a JetBlue fan, or the combination of these two now make one of them more attractive to you. Interestingly enough, United is going to be coming back to JFK starting in 2027. So they're going to have some daily round trip slots there, which they have not been operating for a while now. And they're going to actually be combining their tech when it comes to their hotel, car, cruise, vacation package platforms. They're combining all of that as well. So they're really intertwining. Not sure if ultimately, this is going to change into one of them being just literally operating under a single brand. But for right now, they're operating as a partnership called Blue Sky. So what may be the biggest shakeup or news that has come out this week, and I actually am doing this as a separate recording because I had recorded the entire Quick Hits earlier and this news dropped and I needed to make sure to get it included because I think it's pretty notable, is that things are changing, and I'm sure you've heard because it's hit the news everywhere in the points and miles space and the social media. But if you haven't seen, Capital One Venture X and Business Venture X, Capital One is changing the lounge access policy, specifically as it reports for guests. And this is coming starting February 1st of next year in 2026. Until now, both primary cardholders and their authorized users got free access to Capital One lounges and Priority Pass lounges. That includes guests as well. But that's what's going away, and that's what has a lot of people in uproar. So now, if you're an authorized user on the card, you will have to pay an additional $125 a year for lounge access, so no more freebies. And guest access is no longer free. So originally, what was great is I knew people that spouse, so let's say wife would have the Capital One Venture X, her husband would be an authorized user, so they both got in free, and then they both could bring in a guest free. So a family of four could get into the lounge completely free. Now, authorized users have to pay $125 just to get in themselves. That's for the whole year, though. But then any guests are no longer free. So unless you spend $75,000 in the calendar year, which I think ironically or coincidentally is the same amount that's needed for American Express to be able to qualify to bring a guest with your Amex Platinum, then you will have to pay per guest. If you hit the $75,000 spend on your Capital One, then you'll unlock two free guests at Capital One lounges and one at landings in the following year. So if you don't hit that spend, well, guest passes will run you $45 per adult, and I believe $25 per child. But also for Priority Pass lounges, which I think is kind of wild, they've taken away free guest access in general for Priority Pass lounges for the regular Venture X. The Business Venture X, this is not affected on the Priority Pass side. But if you want to bring a guest now to a Priority Pass lounge, that's going to cost $35 per visit. So Capital One says this is about easing lounge crowding, but for many travelers, this is a serious devaluation. I think a lot of people are going to revisit their Capital One Venture X card. The beauty of it was the 2X on everything, and it was pretty much the very easy no-brainer card to use in points and miles premier luxury card. So you had lounge access, you didn't have to think about card categories, it had transferable points, and it had a lot of benefits to it. I'm 100% not saying there's not still benefits to it. They have not gotten rid of their travel credits and other things that can make it essentially pay for itself. But if you were really seeing most of the value coming out of this card being the lounge access for you and your family, which albeit they don't have a ton of lounges, but if you are in, say, a major hub like DFW that has a Capital One lounge, this might have been the best thing to happen for you if you didn't have an Amex Platinum card. Definitely something that you're probably going to want to revisit or rethink about. So we'll keep you updated if news with this changes or evolves, but thought this was a major, major shakeup and definitely something that we're going to want to watch out for. But again, you have until February 1st of 2026. So if you have trips planned, I would take advantage. If you have not been to a Capital One lounge, they are nice. They're different. They're very nice. Take advantage and make sure that your guest, your family gets in as well, because that's going to go away. And the last thing I want to mention is something that I think is going to be beneficial for anyone listening to this show that likes credit card points and miles, especially when it comes to travel. Obviously, that's probably why most of you are listening to this show anyway. I never like to talk politics in general, whether it's in person or, of course, through content creation. And this is not to be political, but I do think it's important for everyone to be aware of that the Credit Card Competition Act, the CCCA, is back. And this time, they've listed it as an amendment to the Genius Act, which is currently dealing with digital currency regulation. So the reason why I bring this up is because if this is passed, it could gut credit card rewards programs because it slashes the interchange fees that help to fund them. So if the bill passes, it would force credit card issuers to add a second payment network, which essentially hurts consumers while large retail giants like Walmart and Target benefit from the savings. And we're thinking that that could lead to the end of many cashback rewards, travel rewards, as well as reduce fraud and purchase protections. If you're familiar at all in Europe, there's not a ton of points earning strategies and such available, and there's not as great fraud protections and on purchasing on debit cards and credit cards as we have here in the States. And the reason why is because they have a very similar program over there, which does mean that their merchant fees are slightly less, but they don't get the additional benefits. So the points guy actually has been leading the charge on this. Brian Kelly with the points guy has been talking on the news and has been pushing this out all through their networks. But we will put a link in the show notes. There is a form you can fill out if you're interested where you can basically plug in your info and it basically says, hey, I want to tell Congress that, you know, I don't support this essentially. And you can actually contact Congress through this form to oppose these new mandates. So if you love your points, again, I would urge you to take action, not pushing anything political one way or the other. But I do think everyone here is listening because of the fact that you love to travel. You want to either keep your points or grow your points, whether you're starting from scratch or you've been doing this for over a decade like I have. And it would just be really beneficial if you want to be able to continue to travel for nearly free to have points and miles to be able to do it. We've had more and more people reaching out to us through our personal strategy consultation that we offer. You can actually book through our website online. So I always love throwing this out there just as a reminder. If you are new to Points and Miles and you're like, how do I even start? I've been listening to the podcast. I've been consuming content, reading blogs, but I just don't know what's the best fit for me specifically and my family, my travel goals. Reach out to us. Through our website, we have the free strategy consultation. You can go ahead and fill out a questionnaire. Well, you can actually schedule with someone on our team to actually have a consultation with them and talk through your personal points and miles goals and strategies. If you would like us to build out a full roadmap for you, we can. But also, if you already have a bunch of points and you don't want to really deal with the finding and booking and using your points for travel, you'd rather someone else do it, we can take care of that too. So don't forget, that's an option that's available there, and we would love to be able to help you in revolutionizing your travels as well. that's everything for this week. Hope everyone has had a fantastic week. Always love and appreciate your support and listening to the show. Means a lot, all the positive feedback that we get, whether it's from reviews or the comments that you guys mention in the Facebook group or the DMs that we get. Always love it. So I appreciate you guys taking the time out of your busy, busy lives every single week to listen to myself and the guests that we have on the show. We will catch you in the next episode. Take care.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.